Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guests today are Geneva Reed and Terry Richman, and they are here to tell us about a wonderful course that happens just once a year in Wilmington. It's called Adult Scholars Leadership Program 2013. It's also called ASLP among folks in the know. It's presented by Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, also known as OLLI. So first of all, Geneva and Terry, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this program is only offered once a year, and it's a pretty amazing thing because it covers so many topics, so many aspects of our community. Would you, first of all, describe what the Adult Scholars Leadership Program is?
Yes, it is a program designed primarily to help people who are new to the Wilmington community to learn about the community. So what we do is to recruit outstanding leaders in the Wilmington community from various fields. For example, we will have people from the health area. We will have people from education. We will have people from law enforcement, people from government, people, of course, from the cultural arts. Some of the people that we will have, for example, are Chancellor Gary Miller, UNCW Chancellor, on Education Day. And we will also have the new president of Cape Fear Community College, Ted Spring. We will also have people from some of the various secondary schools and charter schools. So you're not going to hear only about the universities. You're going to hear about public education in general, as well as the universities. On Cultural Arts Day, we will have Rob Zappel. We will also have Tom Beam and Stephen Arante from Wilmington Symphony.
And Tom Beam is with Thalian Association for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're celebrating their 225th anniversary as a community theater coming up this month.
And we always have, on that day, we always have Rob Zappel and Tom Beam together. And they have a dialogue. So it's a really exciting time. On Government Day, we will have, among others, the always popular Ben David. On Cultural Arts Day, we're also going to have this year Rhonda Bellamy from the New Arts Council, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have Ann Brennan from Cameron.
Cameron Art Museum.
Yes. And on Media Day, we will have, among others, Cleve Callison. Cleve is not only the manager for WHQR, but he's a graduate of the Adult Scholars Leadership Program. He went through last year because I had convinced him, and it didn't take much convincing, that as a newcomer, he needed to come because one thing that happens during this program is that the participants make connections with all kinds of interesting people. In fact, just last night we saw the movie Les Miserables, and that song, that wonderful song, Bring Him Home, is still ringing in my ears. And when I was thinking of the Adult Scholars Program this morning, I thought, that's what the Adult Scholars Program did for me. It brought me home. Wilmington was home after that program. I had lived in Memphis for over 40 years. And of course, when we first came to Wilmington, even though we loved Wilmington, we were missing our friends, our nonprofit organizations, our institutions, our workplaces. But after that class, during that class, I thought, I know more of the leaders in the community now than I knew in Memphis. And it's a vibrant community, and I will be welcome. There are all kinds of meaningful things that I can do. And so from that day forward, Wilmington was home.
And you have volunteered a lot with a lot of different organizations, many of whom you probably met up with
during that program. I absolutely did. So I made friends. I mean, of course, we can all make our friends, but sometimes it's harder to branch out into the larger community.
Mm-hmm.
This program gives us the opportunity to discover all kinds of organizations and meet all kinds of people that we would not meet in the neighborhood gathering.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Geneva Reed. She is here along with Terry Richmond to tell us all about the Adult Scholars Leadership Program 2013. It starts up on February 27th, though the deadline to register is February 8th. And before we go on, I want to mention a couple of names just slid past there. And if you are new to the area and you don't know some of the local movers and shakers, Ben David is a local district attorney who is just a fascinating person to listen to. He and his brother, John David, are, I think, the only twin prosecuting attorneys or district attorneys, you know, that are around this part of the country. And they're
Probably
both, so. Yeah, they're great guys. And Rob Zappel is known for so many things in town. He is a designer and builder. He's on the board of directors for Thalian Hall, board of trustees. He's on the board of directors here for WHQR, the founder of a theater company called Theater Exchange. He ran for county commissioner recently. Rob has his fingers in a lot of different pies. And pretty much if you go anywhere interesting in Wilmington, you're going to run into Rob Zappel. So just to put them in context. Now let's talk a little bit more about, you've mentioned some of the presenters and some of the aspects that are going to be covered in the program. Terry, why don't you tell us about some of the benefits that you know of, the people that participate, what do they get out of it, and what are some of the things that have surprised them about taking this Adult Scholarships Leadership Program?
Well, I can talk personally as a graduate about some of the benefits that I've gotten. I've met a friend who I know I'll be friends with for the rest of my life. And when you move to a new community, particularly if perhaps you're retired or thinking of retirement, I was actually still commuting in my old workplace, it's very difficult to meet people, to meet like-minded people, mm-hmm. especially if you don't have children in school. Work and school are the two big ways that you meet them. Here you get others who are interested in learning about the region, who are interested in participating in things. So it was an incredible group in my year, and I can tell you from now being involved a little more that it's always an incredible group. People have lived everywhere. They've done things that you didn't even know existed, and they have wonderful talents. So it's a great way to meet people. And the other thing, which Geneva's already mentioned, the networking is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The ability to get a business card from someone very prominent in the community, from someone on the city council, from someone on the county commission, and have them say, now, I know you're interested in this issue from your questions during my presentation. Here's my direct line. Please call me if you want to talk about it. You could live here for 20 years and never have that access. Mm. So that's absolutely wonderful. And I think it's important to say that we don't just talk about New Hanover County. We have folks from Pender. We have folks from
Brunswick.
Mm-hmm. And we really look at the problems of the region. What does it mean to live on the coast, particularly for those of us who are used to shoveling snow? You know.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would mention that surprised me is we get people who've lived here a long time. I thought when I first moved here, well, I'll do it. And for one reason or another, I just never had a chance. So I didn't do it until I had lived here for 5 years and was amazed at what I didn't know. But the other thing was most of my class had been here for several years.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we even get people who have lived here all their lives, and they always say the same thing. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about that. So
this area is growing so much all the time, growing and changing. And you mentioned a couple of things, Terry, like the environmental issues that touch us, all of us, because we're living here on the coast. And that's not something you might have learned about when you were living in another part of the country. And so you'll have folks in to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also one thing that a lot of people move here and discover, they or maybe they knew it before they came, that there's a film studio. And so when you hear about the arts community, there's a vibrant theater scene, many, many, many visual artists, and there's a film studio as well. So,
and we will have the director of the Screen Gems there.
Good.
And that's always a very popular presentation.
I bet.
And the great thing about this class is not only do the participants love it, but the presenters do. And as soon as they walk out from their presentation, they say, call me for next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so they
nice.
Are so excited about coming and coming again and again.
Right. And I understand you have over 75 presenters this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's pretty amazing. Now, I do want people to know that the course is limited to, is it 32 students?
32. And that's because of the venue, because we have it at Madeline Suite, and we serve lunch. And because of having to have the tables for the lunch plus tables for participating in the class,
okay,
we can't get more than 32.
Okay. Well, let me give the details now on when it is. It's Adult Scholars Leadership Program 2013. It runs for 6 consecutive days, starting on February 27th, goes till March 6th. So it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, as Geneva just mentioned, at the Madeline Suites in Wagoner Hall at UNCW. The program fee is $250, which includes morning coffee or tea and a catered lunch and whatever program materials you need. That's included. Plus, there's a $30 OLLI registration fee to register with Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Early registration is advised because the class is popular and it's limited to only 32 people. The deadline is February 8th. And if you'd like more information, you can go to uncw.edu/adult scholars. That's uncw.edu/adult scholars, or call 962-2258. 962-2258. This information will also be up on our website later on today, whqr.org. If you can go to the UNCW website, you can actually easily download an application there and get your application fees in and make sure you get to be part of this.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank you both for coming today. It went so fast.
Yes.
Oh, but thank you.
Thank
yes,
you very much.
Bet. Terry Richmond and Geneva Reed, thank you for telling us all about ASLP. Adult Scholars Leadership Program.
Our pleasure.
This is WHQR.